save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
What is that?
That's Rick.
I'm Tony Rick!
Drew, poor little toy. It's a bit weird.
The newlyweds with more questionable items in their luggage than a foreigner starring on Border Security from Married at First Sight. Please welcome Casey and Drew.
Now I'm just going to say Drew actually isn't with us this morning. We've just got Casey. Hello, Case.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Baby, you guys, is Drew not on because you aren't together anymore?
No, not at all. We were together all yesterday and then he took a night flight because he had to go to Cairns to do some work.
Right. Okay. I did see a rumour this morning, though, sorry to jump straight into it, that apparently, I've seen it, the rumour is that yourself and Michael are now a thing, which is Stacey's husband.
Yeah, I know. I saw that as well. And I actually saw it yesterday and I was sitting at lunch with Drew talking about it. And I think the thing that made it, you know, things get written and you just kind of got to cop it. But I think what kind of annoyed me was just that there was like a cheating allegation with it.
I was just sitting there
with Drew going like, come on, like I was so loyal this whole time in the experiment and he knows that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he'd be the first person to back me up on that as well. But, you know, I'm not even going to talk much about it because I feel like my conscience is clear and I'm just actually disappointed that she leaked those messages. So,
I have to really say about that.
I was like, maybe she was the one who put the cheating. Yeah, the cheating.
She must have leaked
scandal out there.
Hey, mate. You've obviously lived the life over in the States. You're a very attractive young girl. Why in the dickens are you on this show?
You know, I would say like the last year in LA, I just wasn't happy. You know, I was like on and off with this guy and I was thinking, you know, if this doesn't go anywhere, like I actually just want to move back to Australia and, you know, start a family, find someone that's going to be committed to me. And, I moved home and 3 weeks later, you know, Married at First Sight got in touch with me and said, oh, is this something you'd be interested in? I was like, no, absolutely not. And then I thought about it and I just thought, why not? So I quickly went through the process and a week later I was walking down the aisle. So it all happened.
Wow. Wait, does anyone actually apply anymore or are they now just approaching? Because I feel like everyone we've spoken to, they're like, Mass reached out to me.
No. I feel like everybody on the show actually applied.
They're saying they've been, they got approached as well. Yeah. So it's just, it's just a little bit weird. Because I'm like, how do you advertise yourself that you're single? Like for them
they
to
go
be
through Instagram and go, you're single.
Is that how it works?
I think they, I'd put up on my Instagram that I was like moving from LA and they probably were like, hey, is this girl single? How is she single? At 31, like, how is this girl single?
Oh, I don't know.
You know. They did reach out to me. Oh, no, I know.
As me stuff.
It's so funny.
It's a choice that she's single. Sure it was a choice that she was single.
No.
Oh, it's not a choice.
I would love to be, you know, happily married by now.
Oh, yeah, but like with the right person is what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, anyone could be married if you just...
I love a bad boy.
Yeah. Hey, mate, so talking about some of the bad boys, I believe you have dated some NFL stars. Danny Amendola is a Super Bowl winner.
He's not a bad boy. He's actually a great guy.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Oh, he's the best. He's literally the best guy. He's actually the best guy I ever met in America, to be honest.
So what happened with you and Danny?
We were friends. Yeah.
Didn't like New England.
I don't know. We were friends for a while because he had a girlfriend at the time, so we were purely friends. He was so respectful with that relationship. And then when it ended, he was like, look, you know, I like you, but I'm not going to jump into another relationship, so let's keep it friendly for a while. And we kept it friends for a while, and then we did take a little bit more serious, went to Texas, his hometown, did that whole thing, and then, you know, I just think he freaked out not wanting another relationship, but he was always honest and upfront with me, and it did break my heart, to be honest, and I was just like, I'm not going to hang around and just kind of wait around for that to happen. I moved back to Australia, and I think that was a bit of a shock to me.
Also, this is the one that kind of you were like, it doesn't work, and then I'm going to move back.
Right.
Yeah, I did,
Wow, okay.
Yep. Life could have been so good living with an NFL star.
Oh, Xavier. I think she's aware.
Okay. Hey,
yeah,
Casey.
I know.
Just a quick question before we let you go. Have you met the roomie yet?
You'll have to see next week.
Homestay's
coming up. What do you think?
Man, so like the thing that's happening between them at the moment we've seen this week is that they've gone on their honeymoon. Drew's opened the suitcase. In there is
I'm Pickle Rick.
a Rick and Morty doll, Rick.
Okay. Which was a gift bump from the housemate.
From the housemate, yeah. Who's a chick, and it's like, oh, don't know about
this. Who didn't attend the wedding.
And yeah,
yeah. Oh, that's what you jump on.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you guys had much bedroom action?
Oh, wow. Straight into it. What kind of bedroom action are we talking
about? I'm Pickle
Rick! Yeah, we'll go a couple of bases.
You'll see. I'm definitely open with everyone in the experiment about that part of our
A touchdown.
To, home runs.
You just got to own everything, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
If Dave only watches the last half hour of the show, that's why I want to know where to see whether he has to watch anything
skipping,
in the middle.
Am I skipping to the end or not?
Oh, right. Lovely to chat to you, babe.
Good on you, Casey.
Thanks so much, guys.
See you, mate. Married at First Sight. No worries at all. Returns 7:30 Sunday on Channel 9.
She was lovely.
She was lovely.
Gorgeous. Oh, yeah. She's such a beautiful girl.
I would, yeah. Back in the day, if I was single, I would have had my shoulder out there to cry on.
They'll be watching the whole show now. Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.